Come on and give God some praise. Amen. I guess it would help if I put my glasses on. Well, you can open up your Bibles to the book of 1 John. 1 John, the 4th chapter. Where we're going to start yet, not sure, but I know we're going to be there. I have found out that experience is always the best teacher. It teaches you things that you never expected to learn. I've been taught one of the greatest lessons that anyone could ever be taught, and that's what the true meaning of love is. It's not what we think it is. It goes far beyond what we think it is. So if you got your Bibles open, y'all know I got to yodel a little bit first. I have to yodel to get my throat open. That's what Sister Norma said I was doing. I was yodeling. Love you so much, Tony. Somebody told me last week, Brother Tim, they says, I'm so glad y'all can do all that stuff and still get us out before 12 o'clock. I said, don't push it. Amen. The 4th chapter of 1 John. Power and magic. Come on and give God some praise this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, gentlemen. Praise the Lord. If you've got your Bible open up to 1 John, the 4th chapter, let's go to the 10th verse. Amen. It reads as this. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And send his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us if his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior for the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. Amen. Herein is love. I like the word herein because it makes a statement. It's letting us know that here, right here, in us, is love, or supposed to be love. I'm finding out that most folks have their own definition for what love is. You can't have your own definition for what love is. The love of God is unconditional. How many understand that? That's a horrible word, but it's unconditional. I'll say it again. It is unconditional. That means there's no value to it. There's no statutes to it. There's no commandments to it. There's no, you can't decide. It is unconditional. The love of God is unconditional. Herein is this love, or the word love is translated in the Greek agape, which means unconditional love. God wants us to have unconditional love. A lot of times that unconditional love will come up at the most inopportune time. You have to love people that hate you, folks that are jealous of you, folks that are envious of you, folks that talk about you, folks that abuse you, folks that we could go on and on and on. It's kind of hard loving these folks because you know they don't have any good interest in you. But the word of God says you have to find a way in yourself to love them nevertheless, if you have the love of God in you. See, the love of God has the ability. The word says that the love of God conquers a multitude of sin. It didn't say sins, it said sin. And when it says conquers, it means to overwhelm. It means that the love of God, or the power of God, or the mercy and the goodness of God has the ability to overwhelm a multitude of sin, or the word sin is translated old nature. What it's saying is that the love of God that's in you is supposed to be greater than your flesh, which is in the world. So that regardless of what is going on in your life, you have ability in God to love. Well, it's unfortunate we love whom we want to love. We've decided who we want to love, and we've decided how we're going to love them. God said, that's fooey. I don't see it saying in the Bible, but I know he said that's fooey. That's a bunch of mess. He said, I love everybody. See, we want to pick out who we want to love. Come on now. We preach against all kind of stuff. We preach against drunks. We preach against homosexuals. We preach against everything. But you know what God loves? God loves the homosexual. God loves the drunk. God loves the addict. God loves the drug dealer. God loves them all. It's going to take somebody with that kind of love in their life to help these people get delivered. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. And what I like about this, Brother Tim, is that he loved us in the beginning. How many understand? He loved you before you were born. He loved you before you were, before you thought about you. In the beginning, God loved. In the beginning, when it says, and God created the heavens and the earth, God had already thought about you and made provisions for you and made a way of escape for you. That's how much he loves you. That's why the Bible says it has been predestinated that you be conformed to the image of God. Meaning predestinated means that God has already preordained that you be who you are. You are who you are for a specific reason. You aren't like me because God didn't want you like me. I'm not like you because God didn't want me like you. God made you special. He made you great. He made you the way he wanted you because there's something in you that somebody needs. Baby, let me tell you something. When the rubber meets the road, you find out who got the love of God and who don't. It's quiet in this house. But that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. I know we hear that word a lot. The word propitiation means reconciliation. And what I really like about that, Mother Rick, why is that? The reconciliation, I don't have to go off and buy it somewhere, Sister Lucy. You know, I can't rent it. I don't have to depend on you to give it to me. Reconciliation is already in me. He is in me. He is the reconciliation that God sent for my old nature. What it's saying is that God has put something on the inside of us that has ability and power to bring us under subjection to the Word of God so that we don't rule ourselves, but God rules us. Oh, somebody gonna get this in a minute. Somebody done already got it. Don't throw no tomatoes. So the Son be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, here we go. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love. Let's do that again. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to. Let's try it again. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to. That's more like it. Love one another. Let me tell you something. This is going to bust your bubble, and you might not agree with this, but that's okay. You have that right. Do you know it's going to be more drunks? Listen to me. More addicts. More prostitutes. More dealers in heaven than it is saints. Oh, I know you didn't want to hear that. We're keeping it real. Do you want to know why? Because saints done forgot what it is to love one another. We think patting each other on the back and smooching each other on the cheek got something to do with love. Jesus said something like, except a man lay down his life for his brother. Man, it's a little warm in here, D. I mean, absolutely, that's no mockery. Absolutely lay down his life for his brother. That means sometimes you're going to have to do some stuff for somebody you don't want to do. I mean, hear me. Sometimes you're going to have to humble yourself and listen to somebody that you don't want to listen to. You ever had that one person you see coming and you go, oh my God. Not today. I ain't feeling it today. But God is saying, nah, love feels it every day. Love requires us to listen. Love requires us to be understanding. Love requires us to be kind. Love requires us to be gentle. Love requires us to help each other. Love requires us to encourage each other. Love requires us to strengthen each other. Love requires us to help each other in some way, form, or fashion, regardless of what it is. Love requires us. You know what the greatest love there is a love that a mother has for her child. If the saints had that same kind of love, do you know they'd be operating in the love of God? Somebody in here ain't loving. He said we ought to, the word, I like the word ought because it expresses authority. You ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us. You want to know how somebody got God in them if they love somebody? Baby, it's easy to love somebody and love you back. Man, I can love Brother Tim because Brother Tim loved me. I can love Elder Denise because she loved me. But find somebody that don't love you. Somebody you know don't like you flat out. Somebody that despise you, afflict you and persecute you, and then you try to love them. We'll see how much God you got. You ever had that one on the job that just every time you looked up was giving you a hard time, agitating, persecuting, and you was praying, God, kill him, God, get him out of here. And I was fussing like that. I said, God, why don't you just kill him? You can do, ain't nothing impossible with you, God. Just kill him. I'm your anointed. Just kill him. He said, well, if you're my anointed, why don't you try just loving him? That was not what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear God say, son, don't worry about it. It's a done deal. It's over with. It's through. That's not what I heard, Brother Russell. He said, why don't you try loving them? I said, Lord, why don't you make them change? He said, why don't you change? I said, this thing is not working out right. So, anytime we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. See, the word perfected is translated maturity. Means that the love of God becomes mature in your life. See, what folks fail to realize, when Jesus comes back to the earth to get his church, he's going to search the intents of a man's heart. And what he's going to look in your heart to see is if the love of God is in there. You know the most loving person in the world? A man that's drunk. A man that's drunk, he'll love you to death. He'll fall in front of a car to keep you from getting hit. He might be starving to death and have a sandwich and he'll offer you some. God is looking at the heart. But you got some saints. I call them ain'ts. Because they pretend to love, but they don't have the real love. Because the real love of God, like Sister Norma was praying this morning, learns to forgive. See, we used to say, I forgive you, but I don't forget. Well, you didn't forgive. You cannot forgive and not forget. Love requires that you forgive and forget. See, the easy part is forgiving. The hard part is forgetting. Love requires that. This is that kind of love that God is talking about. Baby, I had to learn to love some folks and forgive some folks for some stuff that's... But you got to go there. If you want what God has for you, then we just thought this thing was just going to be a cakewalk. I get saved, filled with God, love of God in me, I'm just going to move on. Baby, please, don't you know it's somebody out there with your name on it? They got your name on their back. Every morning they look in the mirror to see your name. They've been assigned to you, to test you. You don't believe it? How about that guy that cuts you off on the freeway? The one that you chased almost a mile and a half before you realized that you had God in you. I'm telling on myself. I'm letting you know. I was on him. He cut me off and he gave me the bird. Oh, I was on him. I was going to catch him and only God knows what I was going to do to him. After about a few clicks of the chase, something said, you know what? Wasn't you a man of God? He didn't say, aren't you a man of God? He said, wasn't you a man of God? That messed me up. I mean, I said, what do you mean, wasn't? Wasn't you a man of God? I said, Lord, aren't I still a man of God? He said, not if you keep this mess up, you not. Love tells you, okay, he cut me off, he flipped me the bird, forget it. Now, y'all can sit there, it's all y'all want. I know some of y'all, and you got mad enough to flip the bird yourself. You can sit there and look all innocent all you want. You done threw up a few birds, and you know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about no sparrows either. Because folks know how to get on your last nerve. You want to take them kids sometimes, just choke them and just. And God say, no, 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 that's not the way. You love them. Kill them with kindness. Some of them husbands and wives, you want to wait till they go to sleep and do the Lizzie Borden. How many remember the story of Lizzie Borden? I used to love that song. Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her husband 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, gave her mother 41. I know, don't none of y'all feel like that. Don't feel like y'all, don't nobody feel like that. But I'm here to tell you, be careful. Watch yourself. Listen to yourself. Perceive yourself. Realize. Ask yourself, is this the love of God? Is this the what love that God wants me to portray? Is this the love that God wants to manifest itself in my life? Is this the love that's going to win a multitude? Is this the love that's going to produce the spirit of forgiveness and kindness? Is this the love, that same love, going to bring forth the very glory and the power of God in the earth? Is this that love that's going to show people that regardless of what condition they're in, that God still loves them? Is this the same love that's going to show them, regardless of their trial or their tribulation, that God is still in love with them? Is this going to show people that regardless of what you're going through, God still loves you? God still cares for you. Why? Because his son died for you. Jesus came to this land and he died for a people that couldn't stand him, a people that hated him. It was the very church that hung him up and killed him, the very religious leaders of the. Don't you think for one minute that they're not still alive? They are still alive. They want to kill you, make you fear the things of God. But I got news for you. God wants you to understand that you have ability, you have authority, you have power, and you have to start mounting up as a wing with eagle with wings, and you have to fly into the center of your storm, understanding that the love of God covers you, instructs you, strengthens you, fortifies you. But you got to decide. You can't let other people decide how you love God. You can't let other people decide when you love God, and you can't let other people decide who you love by God. They got before Jesus. He says, get thee from before me, worker of iniquity. Meaning that you're lawless. Let's jump down to 15 and I'm closing. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. Whosoever shall confess. Well, the word confess sounds like it means that you want to tell folks with your mouth that Jesus is love. No, that's a whole lot of them songs out. The word confess means to portray, to show forth, or to manifest. He says, whosoever shall manifest or show forth or allow folks to see the love of God are the sons of God. Well, how do they find out you're the love of God? When they cuss you out and you stand there and hold your peace. Baby, it's hard to hold your peace, especially when you know you are in the right. But you know who don't care? God don't care. God considers only one thing right, and that's this word. So I'm here to tell you today, check yourself out. Don't worry about what nobody else thinks. You check yourself out. And you see if the love of God is flowing forth in your life. You see, when Jesus was on the mountain, he told him, he says, how did he say that? Love those that hate you, pray for them that despitefully use you. Is that what he said? Love them that hate you. The word hate is translated despise, talk about, afflict, persecute. Love them. And the word love means to unconditionally accept them regardless of who they are or what they are. Pastor Hart told the when I first got here, that was some 30-something years ago, he told this story and it was so profound. I never forgot it. It's still in my spirit. I think about it all the time. And I say to myself, Brother Sean, I don't know if I could ever do that. They were in Israel somewhere, and they were walking down the streets of Israel. And there was a man that was sitting on the side of the road, and he was all blistered up. His face was all blistered up, and he had sores and all, you know, just he was just a mess. And he was just blistered and sored all up and had pus running all out of his sores. And Pastor Hart and them walked by them, and Pastor Hart told him, do you know God loves you? And the man said, God don't love me. He says, Pastor Hart said, God loves you. And the man said, God don't love me. Pastor Hart said, God loves you. He said, if your God loved me, bend down here and kiss me on my lips. Pastor Hart said he looked at the man, and the man had pus running all out of his lips. And he said to himself, oh my God. But he said, at that very moment, something happened on the inside of him. The Spirit of the living God began to move in his spirit. And he reached down. And when he got close to the man didn't look as bad as he really looked. He didn't see the pus, and he didn't see the sores. All he saw was a soul. And he kissed the man on his lips, and the man began to cry out and said, God does love me. God does love me. What does the story tell you? That sometimes God will require you to do the unthinkable, the impossible, to show forth the love of God to someone that you may not think deserve it, or somebody you may not think need it. God will require you to do that, which you will say to yourself, my God, I can't do it. But you'll find out if you'll put your faith and your confidence in God, he'll give you the ability and the power to do that which you need to do so a soul can be saved. We've forgotten that it's all about souls. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about the souls that Jesus came and gave his life for. It's about souls. That's why he said, go into the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. He didn't say, go out and tell everybody they're going to hell, or tell them that they're heathens, or tell them that they're devils. He said, go out and compel them to come in. The only way you can compel somebody to come into the house of God is to show them the love of God. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God, you're wonderful.